these mics smell really bad. Oh, okay. James is going to get napkins. But in the meantime, what's up, posters and casters? Thank you for clicking on this podcast, which is Dinner Date with the Boys, the show where anyone can be boys and anything can be dinner. Today I am here with Jonah.
Hey, what's up?
And Jacob. Okay, you're supposed to say something. I said, I'm here with Jonah. He said, what's up? I said, I'm here with Jacob.
Hi.
Okay, that's good. And we are at Zaxby's. Today is special because Zaxby's paid us to eat here. They gave us money to eat here. Hey, if you happen to own or know or work with a company.
Not real money, plastic money.
Yeah, it was plastic. They gave us gift cards. It wasn't like why didn't you get like the little cup? They had the ketchup pump?
Because it doesn't work. It's broken.
Wow. Frick them.
Come on, Zaxby's.
Come on, Zaxby's.
So thank you for the bread.
I gave him my bread.
I began that bread.
He began that bread?
Jesus is the bread.
I don't have a fork.
Have you seen that video before?
I don't either.
No.
Damn. What are we going to do about that?
Get up. I'll go get forks. But what you're going to have to do is talk about something.
I will entertain. That's my job. Whoa. Oh, wow. It almost knocked over the drink. Did he just say...
He needs a top.
He does need a top. I'm waiting for him to look.
Get a top.
Yeah. Our server today was Andrew L. Thank you, Andrew L. The L stands for loser.
Andrew?
Yeah, I don't think that's right because the person that took our order was a girl.
Yeah.
And she's not Andrew.
All right, guys, so. I got a lid, a straw, and I got forks for me and Jacob. Here you go, Jacob.
Thank you, Leland.
You're welcome.
This is a knife?
Guys, I pranked him. I got him a knife. Don't worry, I got a fork, too.
I was wondering why you put a fork in your pocket.
Oh, he was watching me do that.
I'm always watching.
Oh, I feel like my watch me. These mics smell really bad. Not that we're ungrateful.
They don't smell bad. This smells like metal.
The smell is...
Smell pretty bad.
Smell pretty bad.
This is going to be such an awkward episode. Yeah,
this is awful. We're so tight.
Scoot more.
Scoot more. Go. Okay. Well, you know how we like to start off the show. We like to start off with a little going.
What's...
Telling
what's
on.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is the segment that we always start off with called What's Going On. Hey, guys. What's going on?
Ranch.
Ranch. Come on.
Hmm.
What are you guys thinking about? I be
thinking about them hoes, man.
Who's... Wait, like farming?
Yeah.
Minecraft.
I'm starting an agricultural farm.
Ooh, can I hate that?
Yes.
Jonah, you were going to say something, and you say, well, I'll save it for a podcast.
Oh,
literally a minute ago.
I was actually just going to say I discovered that I don't have a gag reflex.
What?
Yeah.
How did you discover that, Jonah?
I stuck my fingers in my mouth.
Oh, so that's what you call it.
I don't know. I can reach that like flap that closes your esophagus and not like gag. Here. I'll show the
show
video
us.
Listeners.
No, you're going to show the audio listeners.
Oh, gosh. What the? I hate that so much.
That's so bad.
It feels bad, but it feels bad, but it doesn't like make me
feels
gag
bad, but feels good.
Now, are you like wanting to gag, but you just don't do it?
No,
you just can't.
I don't know.
Oh no,
that's kind of cool,
gag,
dude.
But like
for gross stuff,
make me gag. Yeah.
Mm. Like, hold on, let me fart. He'll gag.
Now, that is a highly sought-after skill that you have right there, Jonah.
Mm-hmm. Especially in certain industries.
Yep.
I don't gag
like professional food-eating industry.
Like, I can smell bad stuff and not really, like,
I can smell bad. He really can.
He do.
But I've smelled something that was so horrible that it almost made me throw up
a couple times.
Was it his ass?
It's legitimately just anybody who doesn't shower oop, like not even doesn't shower for like a couple days, or just someone who just doesn't shower like ever.
Yeah.
Like I've smelled that before and it smells really
bad.
Was
it you?
No.
Okay.
It was somebody at a anime convention.
Oh. Legit not surprised. Hey, we stole this other table's ranch and I feel no regret.
No.
They probably poisoned it.
The only ranch that tastes better than the ranch Zaxby's gives you is the ranch that you stole from someone else who Zaxby's gave to them, the ranch to them.
Your fork fell.
My fork fell. You know, that corner table's open now.
Do you want to move?
I feel like it would be a lot of work.
But it would be worth it.
But it would be worth it.
You don't
brief intermission.
Be worth it. Oh, no, no, no.
All right, guys, we are back in action. Let's call us the Looney Tunes because we are stupid.
Back in action.
No, just because we're really dumb.
That's true.
And also because...
All right, I'm
going to
try your terrible ranch.
We're sponsored. You can't call them terrible.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Dude, it like adds like nothing.
It's
to
so
the
good.
It's like,
what are you talking about?
Literally,
you know,
such
like to do
a neutral flavor.
You know, I like to, I like to put a little bit of fry on my barbecue chicken. Give it a little dippity dip.
So I have a story about Zaxby's Ranch.
I have a you do.
I do. So a few months ago. So I have this thing about ranch. I love ranch more than life itself. Mm-hmm. I would kill myself for ranch.
I would kill you too.
Good. So whenever you have leftovers, I always use all my ranch, like when I'm first eating it. But like if I have leftovers, I don't have any extra ranch.
Correct.
So what I did was I took $10. James did this Zaxby's,
which would be the Zaxby's in our town.
And we got, how many did I get?
See, it was 50.
Was it 50? Yeah.
Pretty darn sure.
Yeah, it was either 50 or 100. I'm not sure. It was a lot.
It was a lot.
It was three boxes full.
That might be 100.
It might be 100, yeah. It was so much ranch.
How long did it take you to get through it?
Did you turn it off?
There we go.
What's happening?
There we go. Okay.
Weird. Yeah. What did you say, Jonah?
I said that. That's.
Oh.
I said.
What'd you say?
That's a lot of garbage sauce.
It's not garbage.
What the heck?
Why is
yours so ranch negative?
I just don't like ranch that much.
I just don't like you that much, Jonah.
It's like, okay.
Like. Ranch is the best sauce.
I feel like ranch is a good base for other sauces, but it's just like kind of bland on its own.
I don't want my sauce too pungent. I want it to complement and not overtake.
I'll say this.
Well,
ranch is... Like I'm eating barbecue wings right now, right? And this barbecue sauce is sharp and powerful.
Like me.
Yeah, ranch
is a
mellow.
Bro, they didn't give me celery.
Mellow.
It's okay. I will not complain about this experience.
Almost knocked over my drink.
Ranch with the barbecue sauce is so good. I'm sure it's good with that sauce because it balances a little bit, adds that creaminess, a little bit of a herbal influence. That's all.
Wait, herbal influence, isn't that the name of a shampoo?
No, herbal infusions.
No. He's thinking of urban influence.
Oh,
urban,
yeah, yeah.
Urban influence.
That's my favorite shampoo.
Hey, Urban Influence. Let's someone make that company and sponsor us.
The lady who was talking to us earlier came by to wipe the table. We were gone. She didn't see us over here, so she left so she could be a guest on a podcast.
No.
Oh, shoot. So we'll compromise and say you bought 75. How long did it take you to go through those?
A month.
Honestly, that's longer than I expected. No, that's about. That makes sense.
Yeah, because like I get lots of leftovers, and like I eat like a frozen like fries, and I get you dropped a wing, you retard.
What? That's me.
But yeah, so like when I eat frozen fries, I got a thing of ranch. A whole drawer in our fridge was full to the top of with ranch. It was the best damn thing I've seen in my life.
What did your parents say about that?
They said, "You're crazy." It's her.
She's coming back. She knows she wants to be on this pod.
She really does.
And you know what? Who wouldn't? This is a good time. We're friendly. We're all moderately fit.
And we're white.
That's true.
So we pose no harm to anyone.
We pose no harm. We mean you no harm.
True. Take me to your leader.
You know?
No.
I don't.
I should have picked a meal that didn't require two hands.
True. Yeah.
Remember when the Grand Mac thing said you're going to need two hands?
And there's a man that had one hand.
Yeah. And there was also a picture that said, "Grandma, you're going to need two hands."
What?
That's nice. I love...
I don't want to get that audio. Would you just put it down whenever you're eating?
I love the Grand Mac. That was the best invention.
Did either of you guys see...
I never ate it.
So good.
I sent a commercial of a lady coming out of a Snicker bar, and she says, "Why so sad, Panda Bear?"
I haven't watched it yet.
It's really good.
I didn't see it yet.
It's really funny, and I love it. It's just a Snicker commercial.
Panda Bear?
It's just the guy is like sad. A girl broke up with him or something. He goes in his car, and he opens a Snickers, and a lady pops out. She goes, "Why so sad, Panda Bear?"
Well, why was he so sad?
That's Panda it? Bear?
There's a little more, but that was the best part.
The Snickers bar commercial for the Super Bowl was pretty great.
I didn't see it.
Oh, really?
I didn't watch the Super Bowl. The only thing I watched was the Lil Nas X Doritos.
It was like a giant hole in the ground.
Ooh.
And they were hovering like a huge Snickers bar over it. And they like dropped it in and they said, "Sometimes all you need is a Snickers." And it like solves the world problems.
What the
heck?
That
is so funny.
Like a bunch of like things change, and then it shows these two people who are like Instagram like influencers, like
ooh, nice,
taking pictures in front of it, and then they both like fall in, and then somebody else says, "Oh, I see. This is a positive."
Oh my gosh!
That's so funny.
It's really
okay.
It's pretty
Snickers,
good.
Snickers, sponsor us.
We will do an episode where we all eat nothing but Snickers for an hour.
True. I would do that.
And sure.
And I don't peanuts.
No, you know what we should do? We should find a bunch of different kind of Snickers and eat like a different one.
That's a great idea.
Every so often, yeah. And we have like at the end we eat the ice cream Snickers ice cream bars. Yeah.
Pog. All right, guys.
check to see if I'm in frame.
Or
there's so much moisture coming from Jonah's sandwich.
There is.
It's very appeasing. Yeah, you're okay, just making sure because I'm tall.
All right. I didn't have anything for what's going on. Anybody else have I got one. Nehemiah just texted me the wizard emoji, and that's it. No context. The video before that was "Shut up, cracker."
Earlier today, he randomly texted me.
It sounded like this.
Play it.
I'm trying. It's going to be loud.
"Shut up, cracker."
That's it.
I approve of this message.
And then a day and 6 hours later, he sent me the wizard emoji.
So earlier today, he just randomly sent me an image from Animal Crossing. It was like the mayor of the town, and it had a little speech bubble. And in the speech bubble was the tweet that ninja sent either yesterday or the day before, where it was like, "If you lose a game you aren't mad, then you aren't a true gamer."
That was a good one.
It was very good.
He's right.
I really like that.
If you don't rage quit, why were you even playing?
But the best version of that image I've seen was like, it's the mayor, and he says, "A body has been found." And that actually reminds me. I got something to say.
Mm.
So the new trailer for Animal Crossing came out, which I'm really excited for.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be great.
Mm.
In the trailer, you see in the background.
You do.
A tombstone. This is the first Animal Crossing game to have tombstone or an accurate depiction of death. Also, you see in the trailer, Isabelle's gone. And
died in Smash Nook, Brothers.
Tom Nook took over. The last thing you see of Isabelle is her drinking whiskey.
Uh-oh.
And then you see Tom Nook take over. So
wait, drinking whiskey, what?
Yes. I think this game is going to take a twist, and I am here for it.
Bro.
Imagine if this is the first M-rated Animal Crossing, and it turns into like a
murder mystery.
Yeah, that would be like actually so cool. Or like if that was even just like a mini game, cool.
What I want is when you create your character, I want there to be like one weird question that's like, are you devious or playful? But then it's like depending on what you pick, it's that did sound
yeah, that sounded bad. What blood type are you?
What blood type are you? And then it says Crips or Bloods. Bloods or not. No, but it'd be something. And then based on what you pick, you either are the murderer or the investigator.
Bro, I would play that game in a heartbeat.
Do you have any existential fears?
Would you like to kill Isabelle?
Would you like to kill Islam?
No.
No, I'd like to convert, please.
I'd like to kill Bill, please.
Convert to Islam? Yes or yes?
Is Tom Nook the greatest in the world? Yes or yes?
Yes or definitely.
or it's a yes or no, but if you hit no, it just restarts the game. And you have to answer the questions again.
If you say no, it says lol, good one.
If it says no, you're the one that gets killed.
Funny joke.
And it's like, let me ask again. And if you say no again, he just pulls out a gun and says, let me ask again. Thomas Nook, you better be a good boy.
Thomas Nook, you goddamn mastermind.
Oh.
Dude, why are you taking my bread?
He was bred
it's
for this.
His bread.
True.
He
correct.
Gave it to you. True. And now it's mine.
I approve.
Is he finna dip the bread in the ranch?
Dude,
no.
Do he be dipping?
No.
Okay. Oh, no.
Guess
oh,
what?
Oh,
ranch, toast.
Ranch toast.
Ranch toast. Wait, no.
Wait. Watch his face.
A ranch toast is a toast of ranch. Ranch toast. Okay, I got another story. One time I was at dinner at Mellow Mushroom.
Dinner.
Mm-hmm. And
that's true. I know.
I was like trying to impress some girls, I guess.
Were they fat?
No.
Good. I mean, I don't.
Oh, no.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, no.
Good.
Did it work?
I wish they were.
Well, you just asked, did it work before I even said what I did to impress them?
Did it work?
Yeah, well, did it work?
It did.
Oh, good.
Don't you have a girlfriend?
This was probably before that.
Maybe.
Who knows?
Don't you have a girl that calls you her girlfriend? Wait a minute.
I'm talking to a girl right now. By the time this podcast comes out, maybe.
No, it's not. Don't you have a girlfriend?
Wait.
Aren't you a girlfriend?
Wait, this podcast will release
no, this
on my birthday.
What?
No, it will release a week before my birthday.
This one will be out. Yeah.
So, yeah, it will be on my birthday.
Wow.
Dude, PogChamp. If you're wondering, my birthday is on March 21st, if this is not out on my birthday.
Because the Starbucks one is coming out next Saturday.
Yes. Then Saturday off. Oh, no, it'll be on the 14th.
Oh.
So, no, it'll be a week before my birthday.
That is correct.
Cool. So I was going to say,
yeah.
What I did to impress the girls was we had a cup of ranch. It was like more than that's in a Zaxby's ranch. It's like a big cup. It was like full of ranch.
Mm.
I took a straw. I said, hey, ladies, watch this. And I drank the entire thing.
Did you vomit?
No, it tasted so good.
Dude, honestly,
it was really
if
good.
I was there, we'd have macked.
Bro, explain mackin'.
Mackin' is, so the origins of mack go back to, if you're a YouTube native, you probably know about a little guy named Freddie Wong. Okay, Freddie Wong does a lot of visual effects, a lot of action shorts and stuff. And he had gotten to a point where he was actually making a TV show. It was on Netflix. I loved it. I watched it several times through. It's called Video Game High School. Great show. There's a character. His name was Games. Games, not Gaze. Maybe, I mean, I don't know. We could be whatever. I don't care. But Games, I forget his last name. They called him Games. And he had this gossip show that he ran. And he said that Brian and... What's her name?
I don't know.
It's not. I was thinking like Judy, but that's just wrong.
Judy, Julie. Hey, Julie.
It's the main girl.
You got that drip, 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 drip.
I never seen the show.
It's the main girl.
I watched it a long time ago. Where'd you get that picture of Reese's? I just had Reese's today.
Reese's.
It's actually just Reese.
I will never.
Mine. Oh. That was actually just a picture of Reese.
That's the one I sent you.
Okay, I'm not gonna find it. Whatever. It's the girl. And he says that they were mackin'.
Oh no.
I didn't know what this meant.
Yeah.
I still don't know what that meant. I decided.
It means they're making out.
Making out.
No, because they weren't doing that. They literally just weren't. They were talking. And so I was like, oh.
No, I think that's just, like the joke.
Yeah, okay, but whatever. At this time, I was probably like 14, 15. No, it wasn't that long ago. No, 15, 16, 17. Yeah, something like that. When I watched this. What the heck?
You're like destroying the microphone by coughing into it. Corona.
So my thing was, when watching this, I thought macking is like gay. Whenever you're talking to a, like if you're a guy, you're talking to a girl or whoever, it's somebody that you're interested in and it's going well for you. They were macking, they were talking, they were being a little bit flirtatious. So then in life, throughout my life, as I met my bros, as my bros began to meet women, I began to ask.
I have never
did
met
you
a woman.
Mac?
I've never.
No,
met
you
a
would
woman
ask. Y'all Mac.
Yeah, y'all Mac.
Y'all Mac.
Which this just is now a phrase that I ask pretty much all the time, mainly to Jacob because he somehow has a new girl every week.
Not true.
Month.
Well, I'll tell the story.
Let
so
me finish.
It's
Let
pretty
finish.
Close okay. to every month. It has
so basically,
been.
Basically, amongst our group. It has just become a thing where I ask y'all Mac, and then the other person goes, "What? What does that mean?" And then I say,
"No,
did
I
it
said
go?"
Yeah.
Then, well, yeah, you do because you understand. Oh, yeah, I think you did. Just go. Yeah. Just and then I kept talking. You're like, "Wait, what does that mean?" But like Grayson was like, "What? What?" And then I would just say, "It did it go well? You know, did you guys have good conversation?"
Yeah, y'all Mac.
And then they would begin to understand. So now it's
well,
just.
And Grayson eventually said that to some of his friends.
Yeah. So it's spreading across the nation.
No, no, no. But they said, no, but that just means making out. And he was like, what?
Oh, that's right. Yeah. That's right. He thought that I was saying a real term and not a term that I just misunderstood and made up a meme for.
Yeah.
So that's what that is. Anyways, I'm sorry.
So
go ahead, Jacob.
I have not had a girl month. I've only ever had one relationship, one girlfriend.
Sort
and
of.
She was talking to someone else during our relationship and left. So that's kind of
did they Mac?
They did more than Mac.
Oh, they macaroni and cheese.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. No, that's not good. My apologies to my dad when he listens to this. I didn't think about that before I said it.
But then ever since that, which happened like last summer, it lasted like 2 months.
Nope.
It wasn't that great. It was kind of eh. Ever since then, I've been looking around.
Round town.
Yeah. And then every so often I find a girl and I start
and
talking
then
to them.
You started talking to Casey and then she was like.
Casey, the one.
She
from
was
Twitter?
Casey. Yeah. No, I know.
I don't talk.
I know
her.
It's. I know.
She's like older than
no,
me.
No, I know. I was joking.
And she's in Texas.
She's in Texas. Casey, come to Alabama.
Jacob wants to Mac real quick.
Mm-hmm. It will only take 2 seconds.
Oh.
So I would talk to these girls, and then I'd be like, "Oh, this is going well. They seem interested." Mm. And then they're just like, "Yeah, I'm not interested." And then they'll stop talking to me, and that's kind of PogChamp.
Kind of.
So the past three girls I've tried to talk to, the first one, I was like, "Hey, you want like after like talking for a while, I said, "Hey, you want to like go to Starbucks or something, just like talk?" And she said, "No." And then she never talked to me again.
Oof.
The second girl, I also asked, hey, you want to go out? And she said, no, I'm not interested. And then never talked to me again.
Nice.
Third girl, she seemed super interested. We went to, like, we went and ate together. We did our homework together. We did lots of homework together. And then I tried to ask her out, and she said, sorry, I have a boyfriend. I was just using you for homework help. I was like, cool. And I've never, I talk to her every Monday because that's when our class is. And I still like try to be nice.
Oh, good job, dude.
Because I'm a simp.
Yeah, because he's a simp.
Yeah.
S-I-M-P. Squirrels in my pants.
Simp is just something that Chads call nice, actually nice people.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
And I'll, yeah, actually, yeah.
You know what? I'm a simp and I'm damn proud of it.
Can't say that word.
Hey, can I get sorry, you a water, ma'am?
Sorry, Matt. Curious.
Quieres, ma'am. Curious.
Quieres, ma'am.
Corona.
Ah, no quiero. Jonah's learning Spanish.
But luckily, by the time that this podcast airs, hoping things are like evolving.
Well, wait. What's happened up to girl four?
Girl four.
Y'all, Mac.
Yo, Mac. We Mac.
Yo, Wall yo Mac.
Yeah.
We Mac.
Walmart.
Walmart. He says as he's looking out the window at the Walmart behind
Walmart.
Us.
Walmart. That was really funny to me, actually. Whenever who was
Logan
it?
And Logan and
yeah, they said, Walmart.
Get those shoes at Walmart. Walmart. So loud.
Walmart.
Anyways, fourth girl.
Fourth girl. Weird girl.
This is a girl I talked to in the past, and I was like, I would love something to happen. And then it just
how many
fizzled
past
out.
Years it have you loved for something to happen?
Well,
let me go get some more drink.
Good luck with that.
I have had a crush on this girl for 10 years now. Probably more than that, but like 10 years ago is when I was like, was when I like I knew what a crush was and was like,
oh
I got a crush.
Suck.
Sucks. And then a year ago, I like messaged her and was like, hey, you want to like go have coffee or something next time you're in town? Because she goes to college out of state. And I said, hey, next time you're in town, you should go.
How many
coffee.
Hours out of like
about
away?
Three.
Okay.
But it's not too bad.
It's not
too
terrible.
Bad at all.
Depends on stuff.
Yeah. She said, OMG, yes, like all caps. And I was like, Pog.
Pog.
And then like, I got her Snapchat. We talked for like, a few days.
You're snipping and snapping?
Yeah.
Dude, they were snippity snapping.
We were snippity
snap,
snapping.
Snap, crackle, and pop it. No, they weren't popping yet.
Not
yet.
Vanilla Dr. Pepper, and it's pretty good, actually.
Oh.
Hey, that's pretty good.
But anyways, we stopped talking. I don't know why. I wish we didn't.
Yeah.
Who's that?
The girl I'm talking to now at the time of recording the podcast.
Word girl. We're just going to call her Word Girl.
Word Girl.
Yeah.
Why Word Girl?
You know Word Girl, the show?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're Captain Huggy Face. Because you're a chimpanzee
that
who used it wears
brought
stupid
a
stupid
image to my head.
Simp-man-zy.
Simp-man-zy. That's me. Anyways, about 2 weeks ago, little more than that.
Two plus.
Was when the other girl was like, hey, I'm using it only for homework help. Yeah. I was like, I quit.
Yeah. He quit women.
Yeah. And then.
Understandable.
We were all on a call. And
Jenner.
Work girl. Yeah. She posted on her Snapchat story picture of her like with boxing gloves or whatever they were, and I responded to the story, punch me. I was like, why not? I got nothing to lose. I was very sleep deprived and tired, and that's what happens when I get tired.
Yeah.
I just
he makes
say
good
stupid
choices.
Stuff.
You just say punch me.
Yeah,
every people wearing boxing
every
gloves.
He's only having one so
every
far.
Night when he gets tired, he Googles boxing gloves and just starts just screaming at his computer,
punch
me. Punch
me.
Punch me.
Punch me.
His parents are always
punch
like,
me.
Not again.
Oh, no.
He lives with his parents.
My mom might be watching this podcast. Hi, Mom.
And his parents are so cool and lovely.
What was that voice? That was so good. I've been watching lots of Mario speedruns lately.
Ooh.
Which one?
I've mostly been watching Clint Stevens
doing 64. Yeah.
Yeah. so interesting.
Clint is not even funny. He's just so funny. No, he's just funny because his chat is stupid.
So stupid.
His chat is stupid.
I don't know who
and
that
they
is.
Like ask him dumb questions
see
and
he
he's
responds
just like
so perfect.
No, I know, yeah.
I'll show you some clips tonight.
Nice.
He responds so perfectly. Okay,
no, I know.
This one time he and who was it?
T-Pain.
Yeah. They started a beef.
T-Pain.
They started making fun of each other because they're
T-Pain streams.
T-Pain.
Yeah, like real.
He
T-Pain.
Streams on Twitch.
What the heck? That's awesome.
And so like they're saying how stupid each other were, and Clint said, "I want to fight you," and T-Pain said, "I pull up," and he said, "I," and they played Connect Four, and T-Pain won the first one.
Oh.
Clint Stevens won the rest of them.
Oh,
yeah.
Is it three?
It was. Best of three.
Yeah.
And so Clint subbed to T-Pain, and T-Pain subbed to Clint. Now, every so often, whenever T-Pain is, like, super high, he hops into Clint's stream and says, "Sup, I like big booties." and Clint made him a moderator in his chat.
Oh, that's
so
cute.
Every so often, T-Pain just hops in, and Clint says, "Oh, hey, T-Pain, what's up?"
Wow.
And T-Pain says, "I'm currently in a hot tub in Cuba."
That's really awesome.
It's so funny to watch.
Awesome.
It's the funniest thing.
See, Clint's like good at games, but he's not like the best at anything.
That's like me, except
he had the world record for a few things.
He used to be really good at...
For Odyssey, he had the world record for a few things, and then he got beat.
He used to be really good at Ocarina of Time, but that was a long time ago.
Now he's really bad.
Have you guys ever heard of Cosmo?
Yes.
Like Anne Wanda? Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. He's got a weird set of circumstances that kind of spiraled into a strange place.
Why? Yeah. It just turned into stream talk.
Stream talk?
Stream talk.
What? Where?
Twitch talk.
Oh. I love Twitch.
Well, it's more like speedrun talk.
Yeah.
Spun talk.
Spun talk.
Speed.
Spun talk.
Speed yeah. run. Spun. Yes. Spin.
Clint's
Spin.
Right now.
Poke.
Right now, he's like number.
That's the sound it makes when you do a speed run.
37 in the world in Mario 64. Yeah, I think he's like around in the upper 30s. The last time I checked. That was cool.
Thanks.
Yeah, he's a really fun guy to watch. I love Clint Stevens. Hey, Clint Stevens, come on our podcast.
Clint Stevens, come on our podcast.
Okay, good. Now he has to.
Yep. Well, rice, eat some mice.
What?
Eat some mice.
Squeak, squeak. Shut up.
hey, or...
That was the sound of me eating mice, if you didn't know.
Video listeners like that can't see what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
He just ate three live mice.
Yeah.
Three live mice.
For the video listeners that can't see what's going on, that was specifically only to the blind people who watch on YouTube. To the video listeners.
Yeah, everyone else can see it.
All right, guys. We have spent 40 minutes on what's going on, which honestly, I love that. No problems with that whatsoever. Been
no
good
problem.
Stuff. But I did have a couple of things. We might only get to the one, but who knows. I wanted to ask you guys.
No.
If I say I'm going out of town next week, or no, if I say I'm going out of town next Sunday, what does that mean?
This Sunday after this one.
Yeah.
So it's Saturday when we're recording and when we're posting.
Sunday after tomorrow.
Yes.
So
you don't count this week.
You do not count this week because it's next. Because this Sunday is this Sunday.
Well, here's how I see it.
Tell me how you see it. How do you see it, Jonah?
If it's the Sunday that's coming up, if it's like the actual... next Sunday?
That's this Sunday.
Right.
Next Sunday is the Sunday
after this Sunday. Yeah.
Right.
Because it's next.
And also, if it's already Sunday, saying next Sunday does actually mean the next coming Sunday.
Right.
The next coming Sunday.
Because next or this is more in reference to the week.
Right.
Yes. Yeah.
So the thing that I'll say, also though, here's where it's get complicated. If you say the next Sunday, that's different, because if I say, I'm going to be out of town the
tomorrow.
Next Sunday, that means tomorrow for us, Saturday.
Or next coming Sunday.
Or, I will say, because sometimes people will say, I'm going out of town next Sunday, and they're thinking it's the next Sunday. So I never know. That's what Sarai says, unless I'm remembering wrong. But we had a whole conversation, and I'm always like, do you mean the upcoming Sunday or Sunday a week from now.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I need it. I want to obviously clarify.
Yeah.
Right.
And all, like, if it was Saturday, you mean tomorrow? Yes or no. Okay. Yeah. But if it's like if I said, you know, if it's a Monday and I say, yeah, I'm going out of town next Wednesday. I think the question you can ask then is upcoming Wednesday
or this one.
Or Wednesday next week.
Wednesday next week, yeah.
But
yeah.
That was something that we had a whole conversation. She's like, nobody says it like that. I'm like, yes, they do. We all do.
us three.
And we are everyone. Okay, that one was quick.
Okay, I got one that we talked about earlier, and you said wait for the podcast.
Oh, okay.
I forgot about
hit it.
Hit
it, maestro. That's not it.
No.
He's not going to hit my Batagamas.
Batagamas.
Batagum ass.
Hoogly joogly's. That's what I call boobies.
My left butt cheek is hoogly, my right butt cheek is boogly. Hoogly boogly.
Anyways, my
crack is named Herbatio.
Gregory.
Gregory.
Craggery.
Craggery.
Anyways.
Yeah.
I turned 18 in a month.
Spog champ.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Imagine
Super Pog Champ.
If it's like Pog Champ, but it's Pog like the 90s toy Pog.
Yeah, dude. I think about that all the time.
I'm sure that's a thing. I'm sure there's a Pog Champ.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure people thought of
Pogs.
That.
Pogs. Pogs Champ.
Anyway, I turned
8.
Wait, guys, is that Lil Nas X?
Lil Nas.
Lil Nas.
A little bit too loud.
That's not Lil Nas.
Lil Nas.
He doesn't have a cowboy hat on.
True. Anyway, I turn 18 in a month. I have one tattoo. I want to get another tattoo.
That's right.
Don't know what I'm getting yet. Who knows?
I know. No, I don't.
Oh.
But I had this idea.
Dr. Pepper smells like black pepper.
What the? Okay.
Because it's Dr. Pepper.
Yeah. Dr. Black, Dr. Pepper. The doctor
Dr.
is
Black Pepper.
Black.
The doctor is black,
and she's also a woman.
And she's in. The doctor is
Dr.
in.
Pepper is a woman.
Okay, so I've got one option.
Okay,
We will tweet this picture, and then we will ask you to go and suggest other things. You could suggest them on Twitter or on the YouTube comment section or wherever if you have a suggestion for Jacob's tattoo. But here's my submission. This picture my brother drew of a little guy.
A little guy.
On a what are these
that's
called?
It's an Etch-a-Sketch.
It's the magnetic Etch-a-Sketch thing.
Yeah. That's actually not bad. Not gonna lie.
Yeah, I actually really like the drawing. And I just thought what you were saying right on your
five arm.
I don't know.
It's like my five head.
I don't know what that
I have a five head.
Yeah.
That means I'm extra smart.
No, you don't.
That's what it means on Twitch. If you have a five head. You're really
I have a
smart.
Five head.
Jonah has a five head.
I have a really big forehead.
I have a five
for
head.
For real.
Yeah, so I kind of want to get PogChamp on my thigh.
Yeah.
But I want to get a tattoo on my arm.
Yeah.
On one of my arms, anywhere on my arm. Just because
I
like
I
that idea.
Yeah, I almost think maybe you should start on your leg, though.
Maybe, because if I do on my leg, because on my thighs... I don't care what goes on my thighs.
Yeah.
I don't care. I'm going to like make my thighs my stupid tattoo.
You should go to the place with me and Jonah and tell the guy, I want you to do a portrait of the three of us on my thigh. Right now. You have 30 minutes to... do everything.
That would actually be
and if it's
cool.
horrible, good.
Eventually,
and it says DDWB.
Eventually, if this becomes our job,
yeah,
I would do that.
Yeah,
I would actually.
It would
do
be
that.
Great. If this becomes our job, we need honestly. Even if it doesn't, we need to record an episode while someone's getting a tattoo.
Yes,
I'm not getting a tattoo.
We might record an episode while I get a tattoo.
Yeah, potentially. We'd have to ask them ahead of time.
The place here is super chill. I love them.
Which place?
Outlaw tattoo.
My dad goes to Outlaw.
Love Outlaw. But the only get the
you cannot bring food
girl to do it.
Well, you can bring food, but only for the person getting a tattoo.
Yeah. Oh, interesting.
That's really weird.
Yeah. Because I went in there when my dad got his last tattoo, and I had a I had a Popeye's chicken sandwich.
Ooh, I've still never had one. I love Popeye's so much.
What, well, you haven't had one?
I've never had one.
We need
no.
to go oh. to do that next podcast.
Yeah, we should. Yeah, we should. You should really try to get Popeye's to sponsor.
I'll try.
Because you know what?
I'll see if they're active on Twitter.
Also, you know what? I just want to say, Jacob's not finished eating because he wants to savor his meal. But this was this was great, and we're very grateful to Zach Bees.
Thanks, Zach Bees. We love you.
Thanks, Zach.
Thanks, Zach. Actually, we should also thanks Evan.
Thanks, Evan. The guy on Twitter on Zach.
Let's give a round of applause for thanks Evan.
At Evcon.
That hurt my head.
That reminds me of a scene in Parasite. If you guys watching, you watch Parasite, you don't want to know what I'm saying. Guys, you two should go see Parasite after this.
I can't.
Okay.
He has to watch another movie.
Let's go home.
Let's do an episode in the theater.
And let's watch it legally.
Let's do a record.
I have to watch a movie called Chocolat.
Oh, I've heard that's amazing.
It's about chocolate.
Sociology.
Chocolat.
It's about
really
chocolate.
Stupid.
It's about chocolate. I've heard it's really stupid.
But
I love chocolate.
Miss Candy said that she enjoyed it a lot.
Oh, that's
maybe
that
she said
that's
it was
why
really
she
stupid.
Likes it. It's about chocolate.
I don't remember. Maybe both. Isn't that
I know
it's got
in the ending, like an old lady dies of diabetes because
cool.
she ate too much chocolate.
Pog Champ.
Isn't that the one with Jonathan Depp?
I don't think so.
His name is
Johnny Depp. Yeah. Yeah, he
no,
is.
No, it's Johnny Depp.
Also.
Is it with two P's?
It is.
Okay.
It is with two P's.
I need to. I'm not going to pull it up, but my sociology, it's for my sociology class.
It's
and
for
my
sociopathy class.
My sociology teacher was like, she had this like thing on there about like the characters that we have to look for in the movie.
Yeah.
And the last one said the character's name by Johnny Depp, and then in parentheses it says, looking better than ever. And then it shows like a smiley face.
Ooh.
And like
she loves Jonathan DePeepee.
She loves Jonathan DePeepee.
That's his official birth name.
Oh.
Johnny DePeepee.
I don't actually like my sociology teacher that much.
I hope she's watching this. You're failed.
Unless she's watching, in which case you love her.
She doesn't know who
sexually.
I am.
Sexually.
Cool.
I mean, she knows my name.
I meant emotionally.
It's
sorry,
online.
Dad.
It's
I'm
an
sorry.
Online
I'm
class,
sorry. I didn't
so.
Think about it first, Dad. I'm sorry.
The professor for my speech class, she mentioned Twitch the other day.
Oh.
As a platform. I was like, Pog?
Pog
Champ?
You said out
Pog
loud.
Champ.
Pog Champ.
Pogathan Champoo.
Pogathan Champerston.
That's his full name.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, watch this.
Cool.
I gave Jonah's chair. I meant to kick him. I missed.
Pog.
Pog.
Now that was Pog.
Well,
we should stream our podcast on Twitch at some
We should stream it on Twist.
We should stream it on Twist.
Let's go
to
our podcast.
Well, guys, as I think it's about time to start wrapping her up.
What are we wrapping her with?
Paper? Cereal.
Saran wrap.
Saran wrap.
Saran. Who's Saran? Saran wrap.
Saran.
Oh, no. Saran wrap. Dude, that sounds kind of good.
Who's Saran
wrap?
What are you wrapping?
Anyways, one thing, if you leave a review on this podcast on Apple Podcasts, we will review your review on the show.
True.
And if you, we'll call out your name, and if you have, like, tag yourself with any ads, we'll read the ads and you know,
true.
They can
but
find
but
you
we'll
on Twitter,
bleep
Instagram,
them
whatever.
Out.
We'll
read them and then bleep out after we said
it's
them already.
It's not true. We're not going to have too much work. But yeah, you're right, Jacob, but we're not going to do that for real. My lips taste bad because these mics taste bad.
I was going to ask if I could taste them.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say that.
Okay. Jacob announced he will not say
I will not
and
say
ask
what
if
I
he
said.
Can taste my lips. He said he's not going to say
that
it.
That sounds so much worse than what Todd said.
Yeah, I know.
Because normally if you say something tastes bad, I ask if I can taste it.
Oh.
I just inhaled my own spittle.
There's that. Remember, guys, like, subscribe. What is other things? Follow, share, rate and review.
And
eat.
And report us.
Consume.
Yeah.
Consume.
Show your mom
pants.
Your collection of
Bionicles.
Anything you
consume
may have.
Pantaloon.
Consume pantaloons.
And
that's a life lesson right there, baby boy.
And you know what? I know Jonah doesn't like it. Verbal middle finger to you.
Keep
your
pants
high
and
your
spirits
higher.
Pog
champ. We cheers our mics.
You did.
Thanks for listening, guys. Have a good one. Unless you don't want to, then don't. I don't care.
Idiot.